You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Libstar Holdings Limited, the business responsible for bringing you brands like the Goldcrest Honey, Lancewood Cottage Cheese, and even the Amagwinya that we find in Woolworths recently as today, released their results for the financial year ended 31 December 2025. A stellar set of numbers from a business that continues to grow. Revenue growth of 8.2%. Gross profit margins up 22%. For more on this, I'm joined on the line by the company's Chief Executive Officer, Charles de Villiers, to take a look at their performance and see what we make of it. Charles, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. A strong year for the business with all of the moving parts and transactions that you had to go through, and we'll get into those transactions in a moment. Take us through your thoughts on what the year brought and how you navigated it.
Thanks for your time. I think overall quite a pleasing set of results, as you mentioned, with both the ambient products super category and the perishables super category showing decent revenue growth, volume growth, and margin expansion. That was certainly a highlight for us. Also, a highlight on the cash generation and balance sheet was the increase in our cash conversion rate, as well as a reduction in gearing, which really gives us a lot of optionality looking forward.
Charles, we'll take a look at the outlook from a business perspective in a bit. I want to get a sense of operationally some of the decisions you had to contend with throughout the year. Obviously, the big decision, the standout decision, was that decision to sell off the Denny Mushrooms business that you previously owned. That coming through just before the end of this financial year, around December 1st, was the finalization of that transaction. Take us through the rationale there and what that now means for the business.
When we set out on this strategy in 2023, we gave the strategy three pillars, and that was simplification of the operating model, but also of the portfolio itself. So within that simplification theme, we took a look at some of the businesses within the business that were either subscale or were potentially a drag on performance or capital allocation. Denny had been structurally underperforming for a number of years, and we took the difficult decision to exit that business, which was then also duly completed in December of last year. We retained the Versantekraal facility, which is simply a farm, and we'll look to exit that in the coming months. And as a result of that, showing a higher EBITDA margin and profitability from the portfolio as a whole, albeit from a difficult decision to sell the business.
Charles, let's take a look at some of the other areas of the business. The business isn't only made up of one portfolio asset. You have brands that you bring in, international brands. You have private label brands. You have Libstar specific brands as well. Take us through perhaps the performance across the segments and what the business really appreciated about having such a broadened portfolio.
You know, we speak about a portfolio of businesses which delivers brand solutions. So if you take a look at our own brands, our leading brand is that of Lancewood, which grew its market share by 0.6 percentage points in the dairy category and by 1% in the yogurt category, which was a particularly pleasing outcome for a market leader, a brand such as Lancewood. If you then move to our principal brands, you mentioned international brands. We onboarded a number of new brands from General Mills, and that was successfully integrated into the portfolio and added a decent contribution to revenue and margin performance for the year. And then lastly, we view private label as an important part of our product basket, and particularly in the wet condiments subcategory, we delivered growth exceeding that of the market within our sources, both private label and own branded.
Charles, let's talk about the investor side of the business. The business announcing two important decisions moving forward, the share buyback and the relaxation of the dividend policy. Take us through the strategic thinking behind that and what that now means for investors and for the business going forward.
It's really important to us that we do what we can to enhance stakeholder value, and there are three pillars to that approach. firstly, the reinvestment in our own capabilities and efficiencies, and we'll talk to that at our upcoming Capital Markets Day. But as you mentioned, two other pillars being the relaxation of our dividend policy and an increase in our dividend per share of more than 86% year on year, and then also a repurchase program which was launched today of up to 5% of total shares in issue to show our belief in the intrinsic value of the portfolio and the trajectory that we are on.
Charles, you mentioned at the start of the conversation that the business had been focused on cleaning up some of the aspects of the balance sheet as part of your strategy and moving forward with that strategy. What does that look like going into the new financial year? What areas of the business are you going to be focusing on in greater detail? And how are you seeing the markets that you're operating in?
So our simplification, growth and sustainability strategy remains firmly in place. In terms of the simplification pillar, there's still some work to be done in terms of our geographic integration of some facilities. We'll be integrating one of our largest sauce factories into Montague Foods, and that will drive further efficiencies in the category, and doing a similar exercise in dry condiments. On the growth front, really looking to target our underrepresented channels, both in food service, continued growth in retail through own branded and private label, and then also looking at targeted exports, which remains an important growth pillar for us. And then in terms of sustainability, retaining the balance sheet optionality and flexibility whilst returning capital to shareholders responsibly.
Maintaining shareholder responsibilities, but also ensuring that South Africans have their fair fill of Tabasco. The team at Libstar Group having a stellar financial year and looking forward to the new financial year. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the company's Chief Executive Officer, Charles de Villiers, for joining us to take a look at the year that was.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.